Again, it's our annual Christmas literacy edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children this holiday season. Up next is Julie Berry. Julie is the author of the book Long Ago on a Silent Night. Okay, now, Julie, I understand that you grew up on a farm in Western New York. Now you live in Southern California, so you've experienced Christmas on both coasts. How is Christmas in California different from your childhood Christmases in New York?
Well, I lived in a part of New York State where we got a lot of lake effect snow. So the Christmases of my childhood were white, and they, you know, they really felt like they were right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. So I do miss that. I miss that sort of tradition of Christmas on the farm. But it is kind of fun to be here in Southern California. I will tell you, what they lack in snow, they make up for in lights and decorations. It's kind of like Christmas in Vegas, so that is fun.
You grew up the youngest of seven children in a family full of avid readers, you say. Did your family spark your love for reading and for books?
Oh, definitely. And I grew up watching my siblings reading classics, you know, Dickens and Jane Eyre and all kinds of wonderful mysteries and adventures. And like all younger siblings, I didn't want to be left out of the fun. So I wanted to be part of whatever was going around with my older siblings. So definitely made me eager to read and I've been reading ever since.
So let me ask you this, Julie. Now, your first novel was very well received and it won a number of industry awards. What was that like for you? And did that put a lot of pressure on you to write the next great American young adult novel?
You know, it's funny you ask that. Well, first of all, any time that awards committees or critics or readers respond warmly to my work, it's just an incredible honor and thrill. It can sometimes create a little bit of pressure the next time around. You do feel like you need to repeat the performance, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I try not to let that worry me. I try to just go back to the drawing board and see what comes next. And usually writing is about getting out of your own way and just letting the creative process take over.
Now, your newest book, which we selected for our annual Christmas literacy show, Long Ago on a Silent Night, is a very sweet picture book. How did you come up with the idea for the book? Because it's very creative.
Oh, thank you. Well, Long Ago on a Silent Night features parents sharing with their child the nativity story and tying each aspect of the story back to their love for their own child. And so it began, I guess you could say it began 23 years ago with the birth of my first child, which was a boy. He was born in the autumn. And so by the time I kind of, you know, was back on my feet, knew which way was up, it was starting to be the Christmas season. And so I listened to a lot of Christmas music, which I've always done. I love Christmas carols, have a wonderful selection of Christmas albums. And so I didn't really know what to do with a newborn other than rock him to music and sing to him and kind of dance around the kitchen listening to music. So we did a lot of that, and he loved music, and he still does to this day. So I sang him these Christmas songs over and over, and there was one that was my particular favorite that year. As I thought about Christmas that year as a new mom, the story took on new meaning for me. Now that I really understood what it meant to bring forth your firstborn son, and now that I understood what childbirth was, and now that I thought about the miracle of the baby in the manger and the shepherds and the angels coming to, you know, announce the wonderful news and celebrate that joy, it all just hit me in a deeper way now that I had my own child. And so years and years later, when my son was, you know, a young man, I heard that song again, and I was reminded of that first Christmas of baby bliss and of how the Christmas story, the nativity story, became so much more meaningful to me as a new mother. And so I wrote about it from the perspective of parents sharing their love with their children through the lens of the Christmas story.
Now, most of your books are young adult novels. Is this your first picture book?
It is, yes.
So how different was it writing a picture book as opposed to a young adult novel?
Well, it goes a lot faster. I'll tell you that. At least my part of it does. And
all
of
right.
Course, the illustrator, Annie Wan, had a longer process on her hands to create the luscious art that she's done. I just love how she's rendered this family, both families, the Holy Family and the Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
But I did love how writing this picture book allowed me to really play with language, with rhyme, with poetry, and to sort of loosely envision what an artist might be able to create around these images. But of course, when I saw Annie's actual work, I was just blown away by how much more she had seen and created than I could have ever imagined.
Why is Christmas such a great time to share a book with a child? And what kind of traditions did you have with your own son, your own children, in terms of, you know, encouraging them to read?
You know, we're a book-loving family still to this day. And one Christmas tradition that we have that I really love is that on Christmas morning, the kids, even when they were little, they all understood that they were not allowed to go running down the stairs and checking out the presents until we'd all woken up naturally and until we had all gathered around and read the Christmas story from Luke and from the other Gospels. And they love that, and it's come to be, you know, something we still do to this day, and it's very sweet to, before we dive into presents and treats, to really, you know, remind ourselves again of what Christmas is about. And actually, we did scripture reading almost every night when my kids were younger, and that was a big part of their literacy education. They you know, if you can read that good old King James Bible, you can read just about anything.
No doubt.
That was something that was really important to them. But I think Christmas is such a wonderful time for gathering around and looking at a Christmas picture book. I find a lot of people have an extensive collection of Christmas-themed picture books. They have a special box of them, and they get them out every year after Thanksgiving, and it's really, for them, it's as fundamental to the holiday as setting up the tree, which I think is just marvelous.
All right. Now, Julie, you are an author, of course. What's new, and what can we look forward to you outside of this new book? What else are you working on?
Well, I have another new picture book out called Happy Right Now, and this is a mindfulness book for kids about understanding their emotions, about resilience, and things we can do to help ourselves feel happier even when life isn't going our way. And this is illustrated by Holly Haddam, who is a number one New York Times bestselling illustrator of the Dear Girl and Dear Boy books. And it's going to be followed by Cranky Right Now and another book. So we're going to really have some fun with these emotions. I'm finding that a lot of school teachers are really responding well to this one because mindfulness and emotional awareness is so important right now in schools as kids deal with anxiety and depression and other things of that sort. Also, on the young adult front, I have a new novel this year called Lovely War, and it is two love stories set during World War I as told by Greek gods in a Manhattan hotel room during World War II. So that one has been a lot of fun. And then in the fall of 2020, I'll be releasing a new middle grade fantasy adventure novel called Wishes and Wellingtons about a feisty young girl in a boarding school in Victorian England who finds a genie in a sardine can.
Sounds very interesting. And with that, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Julie, how can they find out more?
Well, my web address is julieberrybooks.com. That's berry like strawberry. And, of course, my books are available anywhere that books are sold.
All right. Well, it's been great speaking with you, Julie. A beautiful book on your hands there. Long Ago on a Silent Night is the title of the book. If you would like to win a copy of this book, along with all the other books that we're featuring this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and look for the Enter to Win icon. Thank you so much, Julie, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and the same to you.
We've been speaking to author Julie Berry.
It's the annual Christmas Literacy Edition of Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear.
And again, it's our pick of the best books for children this holiday season.